Reports, Brad Parscale hospitalized after alleged self-harm attempt. By Alam Bokhari on September 27, 2020. Former Donald Trump 2020 campaign manager Brad Parscale was hospitalized after allegedly threatening to harm himself in his home in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, according to news reports. Officers were called to a residence owned by the former campaign manager on Sunday night after his wife called police to say he was armed and threatening to kill himself, according to Fort Lauderdale police. Parscale, who ran digital operations for the Trump campaign in 2016, was campaign manager for the president's re-election campaign from February 2018 to July 2020, when he was replaced by Bill Stepien. Via the South Florida Sun Sentinel. A tense situation unfolded at a home owned by Brad Parscale, the former campaign manager for President Donald Trump's re-election campaign, after his wife called police to say that Parscale had guns and was threatening to harm himself, Fort Lauderdale police said Sunday night. Police were called to a home in the 2300 block of DeSoto Drive in the Seven Isles community of Fort Lauderdale on Sunday afternoon. Records show that the home is owned by Bradley and Candace Parscale. Dietrich said he didn't threaten police and he went willingly under Florida's Baker Act, which allows police to detain a person who is potentially a threat to himself or others. He was taken to a hospital, she said. ABC News confirmed the story. ABC News has confirmed President Trump's former 2020 campaign manager and current campaign senior advisor, Brad Parscale, was taken into custody this evening by Fort Lauderdale police after allegedly threatening to harm himself at his home in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, reported ABC senior editorial producer John Santucci. According to Santucci, Trump campaign communications director Tim Murdaugh told ABC News, Brad Parscale is a member of our family and we all love him. We are ready to support him and his family in any way possible.